Conclusion. In the springtime, when the flowers were blooming, the sun was shining, and the fields were full of calves and lambs, Epi and Aaron were married. Nancy had insisted on buying the wedding dress for Epi. It was a very pretty white dress with little pink flowers on it. The wedding procession went from the church to the rainbow. In the lead was Epi, with her white dress and her golden hair, looking like a lily. One of Epi's hands was on her husband's arm, and the other held the hand of her father, Silas. After them came Ben and Dolly Winthrop. Nancy saw them passing by as she stood at the window of the red house. Godfrey had gone away for the day. Otherwise, people would have expected him to go to the wedding feast he had ordered at the Rainbow. Dolly Winthrop saw old Mr. Macy sitting in his doorway as they passed. He was too old to go to the wedding feast. Dolly guessed that he would like them to stop and talk to him.
"We must go and say hello to Mr. Macy,"
said Dolly.
"He'll be offended if we don't."
So they stopped at Mr. Macy's door and shook the old man's hand. In the Garden of the Rainbow, all the guests were gathered, talking about the strange history of Silas Marner. They had come to the conclusion that he had brought a blessing on himself by being a good father to a poor orphan child. When the wedding party appeared at the gate, the guests cheered and applauded. Epi, Aaron, Silas and Dolly left the wedding feast while the party was still very merry. As they walked back to Silas's cottage, they passed Epi's new garden, and the flowers seemed to smile at the four united people.
"Oh, Father,"
said Epi,
"what a pretty home ours is. I think nobody could be happier than we are."